Let us offer our consecration to the Lord. Lord, we offer up to you this day, and we ask that you may touch our hearts as we continue yet another week. We ask you on this memorial of Saints Joachim and Anne that we may seek to follow our vocation in ways that glorify your name and that ways that lead us to seek holiness. And we ask this through Christ our Lord. Well, today is, in fact, the memorial of Saints Joachim and Anne. Now, if you don't know who they were the parents of the Blessed Virgin Mary. So that's a special day that we keep in mind in the calendar of the church, the Saints Joachim and Anne. And our first reading continues with Exodus. And what we're looking at is the story of Moses coming down the mountain. And if you've seen the movie, The Ten Commandments, they kind of portray this well. Coming down the mountain, and he hears all this noise coming from the base of the mountain. And you probably remember that famous scene. That's not battle. That's revelry. That's what's his name? Charlton Heston as Moses saying that. And it's a little bit incorrect. What he does is he throws down the tablets and the whole earth opens up and takes all the bad people away and everything else, including that pain in the neck. Dathan, remember that movie? Dathan is always this pain in the neck. Well, there really is a Dathan in the story, but it isn't described exactly that way in the actual story of Exodus. And we can see actually what happens here. What happens is Moses coming down the mountain. Now he has the two tablets of the commandments, as it says, and they were written on both sides. So what you often see, they're written on one side, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Actually, they're written on two sides, little minor thing. And as it's important, these tablets were written by God himself. They're written powerfully by God. Now, one of the things that's important is that he comes down the mountain and sees them worshiping the golden calf. Something important to understand that. If the Jews, or the Hebrews at this time, if the Hebrews have seen all this great power of God, yet at the same time, when something seems to not fit what they expect, so they look elsewhere for God, then you can realize that that's a human factor that really needs to be realigned, and God's going to realign it, going to teach realignment, also teaching. So let me give you an example. Okay, they've seen all this power of God. They've seen the Red Sea. They've seen the cloud during the day. They've seen the fire at night. So God is showing them consistently, this is who I am. I am with you. But then Moses is up in the mountain for quite some time, and obviously, there's no communication. There's no cell phone. There's nothing. And even though there is the sign of God's presence in the great clouds that are on the mountain, eventually there is this faction represented in the movie by Dathan that comes to think that all of a sudden God is not there, or Moses is not there, and Moses is dead. So they lose their faith in God. So what do? They turn to another God, the one of their own making, and this God will give them what they want. This God will meet all their expectations at first, until finally what's actually happening is they're projecting on this golden calf their own realities, and those realities, those everything about them, their projection would eventually come and fall back on them, and they would end up turning on themselves, because they would do that in the name of worshiping this golden calf. Why? Because that's part of original sin. That's almost like a virus that has been put into the programming, that's the way it works. So what's happened is obviously God is going to use the Hebrews to bring his salvation to the world. So this shows this weakness in their faith. Moses comes down, he sees this manifestation of this weakness, and so he gets angry and he breaks the tablets. That actually does happen. He breaks the tablets And in doing so, he has this, his temper comes out. He ultimately, eventually forces the golden calf to be melted down. It is put into water, and everyone is forced to drink this golden calf, which it's probably not healthy to drink gold. Let's be straightforward. It's probably not a healthy thing. And they probably got sick for a few days because they had to understand that this is not the solution to their problems building another god. It is the cause of all their problems. And so this is a reteaching that happens. And we see this reteaching happen several times in the Gospels, in the Gospels. And throughout the Bible, we see it happening several times. On the other show, I'm bringing up the story of Gideon, where we see it happen. But we also can see it in the sixth chapter of John. And when we look there, we can see this whole principle happening again. This is where Jesus says one sentence and 5,000 people walk away. Those who remain are the 12, 11 of which will begin Christianity, and that will revolutionize the world, that will change the world. And again, it's the same kind of sorting out. This, if your faith is there, you will stay. If it isn't, you will walk away. You're listening to St. Anthony Overnight from St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts, right here on WEZE 590 AM. And you can also hear us at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. We'll be right back right after this. Do you know that you can put together an adoration chapel of your own in your own house? With concerns surrounding the coronavirus and social distancing, many miss the opportunity to pray before the Blessed Sacrament. However, with a little ingenuity, it is quite easy, and you are not doing anything irreverent or illicit. Simply search Eucharistic Adoration Live on YouTube, and several live channels in different parts of the world will pop up. Now you can engage in Eucharistic Adoration in your own home if it is not available in your local parish church. Eucharistic Adoration Live on YouTube. And don't forget our website, CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com, where you can check out our website. You can listen to the archives of the show. You can send us feedback. You can look at the blog. Updating the blog, during this retreat time, and I'm going to talk about that in a second. During this retreat time, I didn't update the blog, and we're going to be updating it, so it's been a couple of weeks. And Substack newsletter and everything else, all that you can find at CatholicAudioMedia.com. By the way, the show you heard last week, the shows were all based on me being on retreat, and I wasn't on retreat. What happened? I got all the way to New York. I don't travel by plane. I only travel, I travel various ways, but if my life depends on it, maybe I'll get on a flight. If your life depends on it, probably more likely I'll get on a flight. But I really try to avoid flying because I just despise it. Now, with all you hearing about air rage and stuff like that, I don't need to be part of that. And so I travel by train. Well, I got to New York where I had to change trains. And when I got to New York, I discovered I had no debit cards. And I didn't have my license, and I was going to be a week away, and I'm like, oh. So I thought they were stolen. I had to immediately head back to find out what the story was. Found out I left them without my wallet, which is very, I don't know if I've ever done that before. I left them on my desk. So anyway, at that point, I was already back home, so I wasn't going to go through the whole thing all over again, so I didn't end up going retreat. But I was able to attend it online, so but I figured I had already done the show, so we'll leave them as such. So we're talking about this powerful reality where God goes through these periods where he basically strengthens his church or his people by eliminating those who have demonstrated, well, we could say a double heart in a sense. And so this is one of those scenes. This is the first one of those scenes where what happens is that the people turn around. They don't have enough faith to sustain the idea that Moses is away from a while. Those within that community, and you're going to see it a few times, who decide that they don't have the faith and they want the world or their church or their community, or in this case, their nation their way. And so they're going to undermine the leaders, who in this case is Moses. Moses has been gone longer than they expected. They assume that he is now dead, now that God has failed them. And this is all from this lack of faith that comes up through the community. And therefore, they build their own God. And remember, that God is going to be the projection of themselves. And so that God will ultimately turn on them. Don't forget, I mean, a lot of people will talk about the other cultures and all the great gifts they have. Yes, there is truth to that. There was a lot of truth to that. And you can never deny that. I love the concept of archaeology. I love all the different things that different cultures offer to us. I love all that. But do remember, as in the case, if you look very carefully in the account in Exodus, do remember that most of those cultures over in the Middle East and in other parts of the world, including ultimately the Americas, practiced human sacrifice. They practiced this human sacrifice. So when you understand that, you understand this wayward way that comes out of human existence. And when we turn away from God, that's what happens. We walk back down to this programming that it comes from, in a sense, like a viral form of our programming that leads us down a very bad path. And that's what happens. And so God is literally leading us to become fully human, fully alive when we reach heaven. But at the same time, the race as over the millennia is being transformed as well. And those who seek after God will find him, but they will be transformed in him. And those who reject God will not find him, but they will be transformed away from him in back towards the pagan way of living. So you can see all this is happening, and what is needed is this strong, even though it's a small church, it's a strong, powerful church that'll be channels of God's grace. So there are people that'll be leaving all the time, left and right. It has been happening, but this is sometimes how the Lord is strengthening his church to be the strong church and channel of his love. We'll talk more tomorrow. Have a blessed day. You know, we have a website for our programs that will connect you to the parish, the blog, and to share your prayer requests with us. If you've been touched by our program, you can even show your support through your donation. We are at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's all one word, CatholicAudioMedia.com. It is updated regularly with blog posts and podcasts of the program. So stay connected with us and tell us how this show has touched your heart. CatholicAudioMedia.com. In Cristo vivimos.